It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Syria, the civil war is turning more brutal and bloody, and any negotiation between the government and rebels seems impossible. But a rare prisoner exchange demonstrates that some channels of communication are open. NPR's Deborah Amos has that story from Antakya, Turkey, near the Syrian border.
3 Syrians, a man and 2 women, squeezed together on a living room sofa to tell the story of a prisoner swap. One was a college history major, another a real estate agent, the third a wedding photographer from Latakia, Syria's coastal city. But the revolution has profoundly changed their lives. The 2 women, Ala Morelli and Majida Mahmoud, documented anti-government protests. They were arrested and jailed by the Syrian government in June. The real estate agent, Haitham Tarbush, is now a rebel commander in freshly pressed green fatigues. He negotiated the trade of 7 men captured in battle to get the 2 activists out. And at first, Morelli couldn't believe she would be released from jail.
I refused in the beginning. I thought that this is another game that the regime is playing. So I said, no, you're lying and I'm not going anywhere with you.
There were reasons for her doubts. Her arrest and confession broadcast on Syrian state TV was a propaganda coup for the government. In this broadcast, she said she sent fake news reports about the uprising in her home city to Arabic satellite channels. Her televised statement was posted on Facebook by thousands of Syrians. It was a confession, she says, she was forced to make.
I wasn't tortured. They would just make me hear the sound of people being tortured. Before they recorded that video in front of me, there was a 15-year-old boy being tortured. And I thought that if I'll just say it, they will finally release me.
But her release finally came when a rebel brigade called the Hawks of the Syrian Coast negotiated the exchange. Haitham Tarbush explains his brigade holds some 80 prisoners, regime men. Security police and civilian militiamen known as Shabiha, captured in neighborhood battles around Latakia. Tarbush allowed the prisoners to call home. It was a gesture that shows some social customs still survive, even in this brutal civil war.
The prisoners would call their families from my phone. So from every second day, we would allow them to talk to their families.
And soon, the families started calling Tarbush.
So all the 80 families would talk to us. They wanted their sons.
The families, all supporters of the Assad regime, then pressed government officials to make a deal, says Tarbush. But any negotiation requires trust. Trust that both sides will deliver and not set a trap. The negotiator Tarbush says that's in short supply.
There is no trust between us. We don't trust this regime. Deliver and you get a delivery is the rules.
The delivery, as he calls it, was a remarkable success with every step documented by the rebels. In this video, 2 cars arrive on the highway outside of Latakia, where the prisoners from both sides walk to freedom. And when it was over, the rebels made another video, their own propaganda coup. Ala Morelli, just released from 65 days in prison, looked a little startled to be cradling an AK-47. The negotiator, Tarbush, read out a statement claiming a victory over the Assad regime. But the larger message, the successful swap, shows even during a brutal civil war, families matter, as do old connections from before the war. And communication is sometimes still possible. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Antakya.